Always sounds better on a ballpark organ.
It does. Yeah, absolutely.
You're in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie at the home studio of you. Art Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
Opening day tomorrow. Detroit Tigers baseball on 790 all season long for a 55th consecutive year, 1250 broadcast time. We have to do our 2022 Detroit Tiger baseball predictions.
Yes, we do.
As much as we ask our listeners to do in our recent poll, we have to go on to record of what we think is going to happen. Tigers finalized the opening day roster yesterday. I was looking at it. It's interesting. Most of the names I know, a couple I went, really? where did he come from? Especially since we have injuries to the pitchers. You mentioned in your sports, you know, three pitchers that we expect to be with the club at some point.
Yep.
Right now we're on the injured list. So amongst the pitchers, you'll have guys like, well, Michael Fulmer and Gregory Soto, we recognize those. You know, the Casey Mizes, the Eduardo Rodriguez's, Scooble, Manning, those names.
Yep.
Will Vest in hopefully some good pitching.
Let's hope. They weren't counting on him, I think. They are.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even remember his name in spring training. I got to tell you, I missed Will Vest. Jacob Barnes.
Yeah, Mr. Barnes.
And there's another one. And there's another Rodriguez, not just Eduardo, but Elvin Rodriguez, who will be starting the season of the bullpen. So just a few names that pop out at you amongst those who are on the Tigers roster. Whether or not that is going to help you with your predictions, I don't know, gentlemen, but there you go. That's my insight for you. last year, I remind you, when we made predictions, somehow I, along with Dave and Art, we all chose the same record.
Yeah, you did. That's right.
Yeah.
I remember.
82-80. We were a little high.
You think?
Pat Johnston was at least had us under 500 where we finished. You were a little low, though, because you said 70-92.
Oh, I did say 70 last year. Okay.
So the Tigers had 77 wins, so we were all really in the ballpark. Mm-hmm. You know, you were a little high. We were a little high. You were a little low, but, you know, 77. We were pretty good, I thought. That's not bad predictions. 77. Remember the Tigers last year had that horrible start. And after May 24th, actually finished above 500, went 68-61 the rest of the year.
Yes, they did.
Which is what led to some of the anticipation going into the offseason of what the Tigers might be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just get rid of that horrible start. And really, think about that. I mean, this is why I love baseball. You know, you play 162 games. 77-85. You just turn around 10 games.
Yep.
That's all you got to do. And suddenly, you've got 87 wins.
A play here, a hit there.
Exactly right.
A call there.
Yeah. It just, you know, it's not easy to achieve the 90 wins, which usually gets you into the playoffs. But, you know, again, just a few breaks here, a few breaks there, and who knows? We're not so horrible to start.
Yeah, it was that start that really just tripped them up there at the beginning of the year.
Most of the publications I hear about and analysis I'm hearing discussed, the Tigers are being talked about as one of the improved teams in the offseason. High anticipation for the future, but still the speculation the future is another season away.
Yeah.
Tigers should do okay this year, but finishing 500 or above seems to be something that would be considered an accomplishment. Again, those are the experts. At least, not every expert, but that's pretty much.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
There are actually some very pessimistic people. I've
seen that.
Yeah, heard, yeah. Some that I mean, really thinking.
Well, you know, the history is Detroit teams have let us down so much that that's why you get pessimistic.
You know? Yeah, especially lately.
So, you know, they'll prove it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prove it. So, prove it. We shall try. Hopefully. All right, so we got 162 games that the Tigers will be playing. And again, it all starts tomorrow. Remember, this is a season that's going to also include some doubleheaders. It's also a season that if we play extra innings, we'll include that base runner starting on second base.
Again, I thought they were getting rid of that.
No.
They were going to. They talked about it. But in the end, they decided to play at least one more season with that extra runner on second base. And remember, the National League has the designated hitter this year.
Right.
So when the Tigers play interleague play, there will be no having to figure out what to do with Miguel Cabrera.
Right.
Yeah,
he can stay DH. And Miggy's happy with that this year. Remember that. That's also key.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple of seasons, he's like, let me play the field. Now he's like, let Spencer play the field. I'll hit the ball.
That's right.
And maybe that's another prediction we should make. When is he going to get his 3,000th hit?
He's 13 away?
13 away.
Okay.
Should happen sometime in April, we would think. Let's hope so.
He's consistent. If not, then he's going through a bit of a slump.
Yeah, very much so.
Don't want that.
Yeah, the longer his 3,000th attempt continues, the worse that Miggy is starting out the season.
Right.
Anyway, so.
He had a good game the other day.
He did.
He did. Finished, 3 for 3, that three-run bomb that he had. All right, so there you go. I've done what I can to give you enough time to do any further extra research that's necessary. Anyone want to step up to the plate? And
I will.
And
I will.
Art Lewis is ready to go first. All right, let me write this down. Art Lewis, on this April 7th, one day ahead of opening day for Detroit Tigers baseball 2022. What do you think the Tigers' record will be at the end of the season, Art Lewis?
86-76.
86-76. A few games higher than last year.
Five above 500.
Yeah. All right.
86. Wow. All right, Dave.
Well, I was going to do what Art just did, so I'm going to go.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go 88-74.
88-74.
88-74. All right. I will go next because I know that Pat Johnston is going to bring us back to reality. I have my Tigers rose-colored glasses on this morning.
Hey, we're okay. Tiger promoters. We have to be optimistic.
I am optimistic that things go so well for the Tigers this year that the Tigers will achieve 13 more wins. We're going to hit 90.
Whoa!
90-72.
Wow.
I am buying in to the youth movement, as well as the mixture of veterans.
Okay.
I'm all in this year.
Wow.
Well, Pat.
Okay. Well, this has been a long time for the fan base, I think. We've had to endure a lot of rough years of baseball as the Tigers had to unload all those contracts, and then we just had to watch them get draft picks after draft picks after draft picks. The farm system was pretty depleted, so they had to really rebuild that, and now we're finally seeing that with young players like Casey Mize, Tarik Skubal, Matt Manning, Gregory Soto, Spencer Torkelson. We have to wait a little longer for Riley Green. And then, of course, as we've said, we've got all of these nice proven ball players like Javier Baez, Austin Meadows. Let's not forget about that acquisition.
I'm reading that was big.
A lot of Tampa Bay Ray fans are upset. I guess there are some Tampa Bay Ray fans, but that are upset that they gave him away for cheap. But here's my only issue. I do like the starting pitching. I like the lineup. I think it's an upgrade. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Akil Badu will do this year, but this injury bug hitting the Tigers before the season begins in the bullpen, not having Kyle Funkhauser and Andrew Chafin for at least the first few weeks, and then Jose Cisnero out for a couple of months. You need a good bullpen. The Chicago White Sox have a great bullpen. You need a bullpen to win on a daily basis in the major leagues. You just do. So, gentlemen, that being said, the fatalist I am when it comes to predicting, I'm downgrading my number of wins. I originally had the Tigers winning 84. I am now downgrading that down to 80. 80 wins this year for the Detroit Tigers. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Charlie is right with his 90, but I'm saying 80. Still, though, an improvement from last year, and I still say 2023. I've always been holding that out there, that 2023 is the year the Tigers will really, really be competing and starting to peak.
Now, when you look at what we said, though, between your low of 80, my high of 90, we're all within that 10-win range. So let's hope that we end up someplace within that. There you go, Tiger fans, from your morning team show. Of course, the ever knowledgeable, the highly researched, and...
I'll say this. I researched this more than I do the Oscars.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope we do better on this than the Oscars.
Let's ask Ann Williams what she thinks the Tigers are going to do, since she won the Oscar predictions.